All right, then. The Committee on Military... The Committee on Military, Veterans Affairs, Space, and Domestic Security will now come to order. Lois, please call the roll.
Chair Wright.
Here.
Vice Chair Collins.
Here.
Senator Burgess.
Here.
Senator Jones. Senator Sharif.
Here.
Senator Truenow.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you very much. We're gonna ask Senator Burgess to please say the Pledge of Allegiance, if we'll all stand for that, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reminder to silence all electronic devices if you have any. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to the member of the sergeant's office. Should you elect to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meetings in the minutes. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have one tab to go to today, and today is the appointment of the Chair of Directors, Board of Directors of Space Florida. Senators, we will be taking a vote on the confirmation of Lieutenant Governor Jeanette M. Noonans, I refer to her as Governor Noonans, as the Chair of the Board of Directors of Space Florida. Governor Noonans was not required to be present today, and she is already tied up in something else, so she will not be here. Are there any questions regarding the appointment of Governor Noonans? No questions? Are there any appearance forms? Yes, there is. Ellsworth Williams, would you like to come to the podium and speak?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Are you bringing us information or asking for
information?
All right. You're going to teach us something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Jacking on some.
Before you speak, we're going to have you swear in
okay.
on this. So if you want to raise your right hand, please. Do you swear and affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. You are recognized.
First, I want to say give recognition to the chair, and my fellow veterans, Mr. Collins and Danny Burgess. I'm here because we're just having a veterans reception tonight at 5 o'clock, and said I'm here, so let me take advantage of what it looks like. So that's why I'm really here, just to see what's going on. So I'm Ellsworth Tony Williams. I'm the CEO and president for Veterans Council and Veterans. I'm also a Florida Veterans Hall of Famer. I come here from Tampa to not only attend the reception tonight with my fellow veterans and their friends, but also to see how the system works. What I've noticed is that Florida has over 719,000 elderly veterans over the age of 65. Mm-hmm. It just so happened by a report that was just released that the elderly veterans from 55 and older are the ones that suicide rate is still increasing. That is Veterans Council Veterans' prime mission is to prevent veteran suicide. We do this by addressing the stressors that increase suicide ideations. What I'm bringing you today to inform you about is we have a new program called for that. It's called Serving Elderly Veterans and Their Families. And we have four major functions: referrals, advocacy, disadvocacy, collaboration, and counseling. We just did our first counseling Saturday. We have a monthly support groups for elderly veterans, their families, and caregivers in Hillsborough, Tampa. I wanted to make sure that sometimes the elderly veterans are the one that's often forgotten. I went to two ceremonies, Vietnam veteran ceremonies, one in Orlando, one in Tampa. That was Senator Collins was there, that one. And I can tell you that I would say 70-80% of the audience were definitely over the age of 70. They're there taking care of their veterans, but need to start taking care of themselves as well. And that's what I'm here to do, make sure that we make sure that they also have not been forgotten when it comes to this. And the things that increase the suicide is isolation, your health, your income, and your mental health. So I just want to make sure that first you hear this, that this is something I'm going to be pushing for the next couple of years. It's my God assignment. So thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Army out.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for that information. That's it, right?
Yes.
No. Okay. Well, we already passed the question mark. We already did the appearance forms. Is there any debate on the appointment of Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Noonans to the chair of the Board of Space Florida? None? Seeing none. Is there a motion to recommend confirmation?
Motion to recommend.
Thank you very much, Senator Truenow. Senator Truenow moves to recommend the confirmation of Governor Lieutenant Jeanette Noonans as chair of the Board of Space Florida. Is there any objection? Seeing none, show the motion adopted. Lois, will you please call the roll?
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Jones? Senator Sharif?
Yes.
Senator Truenow?
Yes.
Vice Chair Collins?
Yes.
Chair Wright?
Yes. And by your vote, the confirmation of Lieutenant Governor Jeanette M. Noonans is recommended favorably. Thank you, members, very much. Well, before we adjourn, yes?
Yes.
Where have you been? Did you hear what we just did?
I did. I vote yes,
Would
sir.
Would you like to vote yes?
Yes, sir.
Did you?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. Apparently, we're going to buy him a watch. What do you think?
No comment.
Thanks for coming, sir. Thank you. We're in a jovial mood because probably this may be our last meeting in this session already. Can you imagine? This is our favorite committee.
The Ray of Sunshine.
We love it. Yep. But if something comes up, you'll be the first to know. How's that? Yeah. All right. Well, anyone have any comments or anything you want to make?
Thanks for a great year, sir.
Thank you. Thank you all. The time has arrived for us to be saying goodbye. Who would like to say meeting adjourned? Is that you?
I would like to say meeting adjourned, but I also wanted to say that I'm new here, and this has been an extraordinary experience serving on this committee with all of you and learning from you. I want to say to Senator Collins and Senator Burgess, thank you for your service. You have done a real honor to everyone by serving on this committee. And Senator Wright, you have been just such an amazing advocate and leader. And this is by far my favorite committee of all that I serve on, because every single bill is a yes.
Yes. That's true. It's for a worthy cause.
So it's a feel-good committee. So anyway, with that, sir, let's conclude my remarks.
Thank you, dear. Thank you very much. It's okay. Thank you. Yes, Senator Jones.
Thank you so much, Chair. Chair, I just want to thank you. I know I took Senator Thompson's, well, you can't take her spot on here, but me being placed on Military and Veteran Affairs is a true pleasure. Thank you for your leadership. But I want to follow the sentiments of Senator Sharif to Senator Burgess and to Senator Collins. We truly do thank you for your service. I know for a fact how both of you and Senator Collins, how you all carry the flag, not just the American flag, making sure we take care of our veterans' flag. And you all are very serious about that. So I love you both and thank you for your service again. Thank you.
All right. Well, with that, Senator Collins and Burgess both recommend we adjourn. Seeing no objections, we're adjourned. Thank you.